Ari slipped out of his hiding place, then ignited his lightsaber and dived into the cave. When the great tentacle things hanging from the roof did not immediately drop down to ensnare him, he came up slashing at Master Chaul's cocoon. Vistara did not see what happened next exactly, because she was diving into the cave after Ari. She rolled across the lumpy floor, then came up on Chaul's other side, bringing her red, lignin-powered blade down along his flank. Freed from the wall, if not his cocoon, Chaul pitched forward and would have slammed into the floor had he not used the force to break his fall. Paying him no more attention, Vistara pivoted around to face the gray tentacles she had seen earlier. They were no longer dangling from the ceiling. In fact, they were nowhere to be seen at all, though there was a definite slurping sound coming from the direction of the dark tunnel the glow rod had revealed earlier. Vistara quickly used the force to swing the beam around toward the passage and found herself looking at an attractive, svelte woman. Her eyes were gray and her shoulder-length hair was the color of honey. Vistara was still struggling to comprehend what she was seeing when Ari sprang up in front of her, his lightsaber flashing at the woman's shoulder. There came the distinctive sizzle of a superheated blade slashing through flesh and bone. Then came the acrid tang of scorched flesh. Suddenly, Ari was slamming into the cavern wall behind Vistara, his lightsaber no longer burning. His head struck with a sickening thud. Vistara watched in horror as he dropped twitching to the floor, then ignited her own blade and leapt to the attack. In the next instant, she found herself hanging in the darkness, holding a deactivated lightsaber and staring into a pair of large gray eyes, as cold and lifeless as pearls. Suddenly, Vistara had another foolish notion as to the reason Ship might have led them here, one that frightened her far more than all the others. Perhaps Ship had brought them here not to destroy the tribe, but to free the destructors. The woman lowered her hand, sending Vistara crashing to the floor of the cavern.
"My apologies," she said. "I wasn't sure you were real."